I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1854. That was the day that the founders of what became the Republican Party met in Ripon, Wisconsin. The idea was to form a new party opposed to the Southern labor system based on slavery. That July, the Republicans held their first convention in Michigan. Their motto became free soil, free labor, free men. But as historian Eric Foner has explained, proclaiming the superiority of free labor was easy. Implementing that vision proved more troublesome. Women and free black residents living in the North often found it difficult, if not impossible, to find safe, good-paying jobs in the so-called free labor system. 2 years after the new party was founded, Republicans ran their first presidential candidate, John C. Fremont. Fremont was a military man, explorer, and map maker of the American West. He carried 11 northern states, but failed to win the presidency. The next election, Republicans nominated Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln won 18 northern states, and for the first time, a Republican sat in the White House. With the victory of a free labor candidate, the country stood on the brink of civil war. The question of slave labor would be settled on the battlefield. In his first address to Congress, President Lincoln declared, "Labor is prior to and independent of capital. Capital is only the fruit of labor and could have never existed if labor had not first existed. Labor is the superior of capital and deserves much the higher consideration." Given the thoughts of the first Republican president, could you imagine a leader in the Republican Party making such a statement today?